If I hear one more person complain about under-eye creasing, I'm going to lose it. But guess what? People are still complaining. I have made so many videos, but the problem is that nobody is watching the whole thing together. So this one tutorial will tell you how to conceal your under-eye darkness, the dark circles, how to create a beautiful flawless under-eye using a concealer, and how to set the concealer so it doesn't crease. This will become your holy grail method of under-eye concealing. If after this, you come back to me and still complain, then just unfollow me. I'm creating some under-eye dark circles. This is only for education purpose. I'm not trying to shame anyone. I didn't make them even more deeper because I understand a lot of people have much more deeper under-eye dark circles. It could be genetic, it could be lack of sleep, but hopefully this fixes it all. Moisturize your whole face. Use eye cream. I'm using Ola Henriksen. Nothing new, it's been in the market for a long time. They bejeweled it for me and I love that, thank you. I'm going to keep it real. At this point, if you apply a color corrector or any product, it's going to be a shit show. Let the skin absorb the moisturizer and the eye cream. Depending on the intensity of your dark circle and your skin tone, you can go with a lighter one for brightness or with a darker one for actually covering up that dark circle. Peach, red, and orange color correctors helps conceal the under-eye dark circles. One and two. If you want, you can build it on later. Strongly suggest use a concealer brush like this, dense but fluffy and thick. Press the color corrector on top of the dark circle to add a thin layer of coverage. Too much color corrector can make your concealer turn orange. Press. That is good enough. Your color corrector doesn't have to completely cover the dark circle. Now you're going to rush in and apply the concealer, and that is where the biggest mistake happens. Fluffy brush like this and just the tiniest bit of setting powder. Do you see how little I took? To completely blend it out on the back of my hand. Now this is coated with setting powder but doesn't have a lot on it. Press it on the color corrector. You're fixing and locking the color corrector so it doesn't mix with the concealer. If I see you all go like this, unfollow me. This is a step everyone forgets. Always set your color corrector with the tiniest bit of powder. Now you go in with the concealer. Ah, stop! Put the concealer on the back of your hand. You can control how much you're putting on your eye by doing this. Pick up the concealer on the brush and just gently press it on top of the color corrector. Leave it alone. Go pee, poop, fight with your husband, neighbor, mother-in-law, walk your dog. Whatever you do, let this dry. Two things. When the concealer dries, it gives you more coverage and it's going to settle in the lines. I don't have a lot of lines, but if you have lines, let the concealer settle in. Your body is telling you where you added too much. Once the concealer settles in, you can remove that and there'll be no creasing. While the concealer is drying, go ahead and take one pump of your foundation and just add it on the rest of the face. Leave the under eye alone. You don't need to add foundation there. You can correct and conceal the under eye before or after the foundation. Pop a Q-tip and go in and remove that excess concealer that has settled in the line. Be gentle with it because you don't want to move the color corrector as well. See that line right there? That is where the concealer was and I just removed it. Take the brush and blend out the concealer into the foundation and even it out. When life gets tough, we skip the puff and we use a brush. A little bit of powder on the brush. Swirl it on the palm of your hand, even it out, press it on top of the concealer. You're locking in the concealer in place and all the creams below that are also locked in. So you're doing less, so there are less chances of under-eye creasing. If you're someone who really enjoys under-eye coverage with the powder, take a little bit of powder on a puff, but even it out. That's how it should look. And just go ahead and press it in. This will add a bit more coverage with the powder, a bit more smoothness, but it won't crease. End of the routine, this is what your under eye will look like. The dark circle has been covered. The dryness under the eye has been addressed because you added eye cream. You removed the excess concealer that's under your eye using a Q-tip. You were subtle with your powder. You did not use a lot of powder and you used a brush. So everything that you did here is listening to your body telling you where you're adding more product. I want you to try and follow this routine because a lot of people have tried it and it has worked. So I want you to give it one chance and please trust this. It should work. And if it doesn't work, come back and comment and I will work harder to find something else for you.